A guest joins me from Erskine, Minnesota, along Highway 2 there. My guest is the principal of the Winnemac School System in Erskine, Kevin McKeever.
Hey, how you doing?
I am good. We're going to talk about something that happened a while ago, tied to the Arts Council, and discuss what happened and how important the Arts Council is in producing what you had at Winnemac School. Now, last spring, the school hosted the Prairie Fire Theater. Tell me about that, if you would.
Well, they're just a wonderful organization in terms of enabling us to put on, you know, children's theater, children's plays. We've done them for some years, but, you know, the cost just gets, you know, continually rises, and it's hard to keep putting on some of these things. So I wrote a grant through the Northwest Minnesota Arts Council, and, you know, it was approved, and they sponsored the Jack and the Beanstalk in April, and, you know, it's just a great opportunity to, you know, allow kids to take part in a play, and then the beauty of Prairie Fire Theater is that they come in, they do the auditions, they host the play, they train the kids for a week. We've tried to, you know, through our years at Winnemac here, we're trying to have, you know, theater opportunities for all kids. We have stuff for our high school for the one act and all school play, but we want to still continue that feeder base through the elementary.
Now, where are they from? Do you know offhand the Prairie Fire Theater? Are they based out of the Minnesota area?
Yeah, they are a Minnesota company.
Okay.
It's located out of Barrett, Minnesota, and they have several troops traveling all over. I'm sure they're a little more Midwest, but I think they do, you know, cover a good chunk of the country. And there's probably 7, 8, 9 different plays that you can choose from. So,
yeah.
You know, we typically put on ours through grades 2nd through 6th. So by the time we rotate through all the plays, we're able to just start repeating them after, you know, the 6, 7 year cycle. And so it's just a good opportunity to always have a fresh play with new kids.
Sure.
And parents. And it's worked really well.
It's been a while, but can you recall the reaction of these students? Were they all fired up for this?
You know, this is one of the things that they get extremely fired up about. You know, we have about, a little over 200 and some kids in our elementary, and, you know, take, you know, K and first out of that, and this is only 2nd through 6th. We typically get anywhere from, 45 to 50 kids in this play, which is a remarkable number, and that kind of just speaks to how excited these kids are, because the people they send from Prairie Fire are, very, very effective in working with kids, and the kids have great enthusiasm. They want to take part in the plays. They look forward to this. You know, kids are already asking me, you know, when's the next play going to be, Mr. McKeever? When's the next one coming? And, you know, that's good to see. That's we're trying to do is, and that's, I know, the mission of the Arts Council is to, you know, to try to keep the arts active in throughout the lives of kids, and no better place to start them than in their elementary years.
Well, among the stakeholders in the school, you have the students, obviously, and the parents. What was the parents' reaction to this?
Yeah, you know, the parents have always, all my kids have participated in some of these plays as well over the years, and I remember being a parent myself in it. And, the parents just, I think, are always in amazement how you can put on a play and, you know, you only practice probably 4 days and you're putting on a performance. We always put on an in-house performance for our elementary school, and then we put on a performance the following day for the general public. And that's what I probably hear the most is just the amazement of from parents just seeing their child in a different perspective. You know, man, I didn't know my kid could do that, or I didn't know they could, you know, use different voice inflections and different things that they learn. So you see kids, you see your own children in a different light, which is always good. And the importance of getting out in front of people and you know, gaining that, positive ability to, just to be able to go out in front of people, which, you know, I was always scared to do when I was a young kid. And these things help develop confidence, which is going to serve them well.
Well, let's toot the horn of the Winnemac school system there. What kind of art program do you have there? Do you produce plays for the older students on campus?
Yeah, we do. That's again why this thing has been such a great feeder program, because what we've done now is we've tried to incorporate the Prairie Fire Theater for the elementary, and then our Andrew Hansen, our kind of our English teacher and, you know, jack of all trades in terms of theater and different things. He's put on a junior high play in the last couple of years. Then we have our all-school play, which is open to any student in the school. And then we have our competitive one-act play through the Minnesota State High School League. So, you know, we think we've got the bases well covered, and rightfully so, because we have hung our hat for many, many years in terms of the different things we've been able to do in terms of band, choir. It wasn't too many years ago we had a play go to the, you know, the state level, probably 3-4 years ago. So we you know, we try very, very hard in terms of trying to do a lot of different things throughout all facets of the arts, you know, theater being one of them.
The Winnemac school system involves Erskine, McIntosh, and Winger, Minnesota. It's a cooperative that's been around for quite a while, hasn't it?
Yeah, it really has. I mean, I want to guess how many years now, but we've been in our new site here probably, you know, at the corner of 2 and 59 for, you know, probably about 18, 19 years now. And,
wow.
And just, 2 years ago, we passed a bond to build and add on a theater. It's a multi-use facility, but it is a brand new theater facility with stadium seating. Which is, you know, very, very nice to have. Before, we were kind of putting makeshift plays on in the gym or in the commons. And, and it's been a welcome addition to have lights and sound and, you know, a beautiful stage and, you know, padded theater seating that makes this, you know, product far more enjoyable for the public.
And the school is east of Erskine, right east of the town there on Highway 2 and 59 by the golf course. And there's a lake there too, isn't there?
Yeah, there's a small lake, so you got a beautiful setting, you know, in terms of, you know, of all of the full campus. So we're very, very proud of that.
All right, Kevin, I know you're busy today, so am I. Thank you so much for your time. Congratulations on your new theater, and best of luck the rest of the school year.
Hey, well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.